Don't invite President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to the same party. But don't they have to be at the same cabinet meeting, at least for the moment? The latest turn in a strained relationship, the president called on the Attorney General to uncover the identity of the senior administration official who wrote a scathing op-ed anonymously in the New York Times this week. We're joined by former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who served under President George W. Bush. General, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Is that something the Attorney General of the United States should be doing, trying to find the writer of an op-ed?
Well, you know, as a general matter, you do work for the President of the United States, and as a general matter, you do follow directives of the President. Of course, you have limited resources as well, and there are a lot of other issues that the Attorney General is responsible for. As to whether or not this is an individual that potentially could compromise national security, you know, the President says so. I don't have enough information to pass judgment on that, but the problem is, I think, for the administration, is it appears again that the president is taking a position that makes him look somewhat petty and vindictive, and that's never a good thing. But as to whether or not the attorney general should be doing this, you know, again, you work for the president, and the president wants you to do something, as a general matter, you do it. But again, it creates the appearance of politicizing the work of the Department of Justice, and that's never a good thing.
Well, Mr. Gonzalez, you put your finger on an issue. Does the Attorney General of the United States work for the president or for the American people?
Well, the Attorney General, like every other cabinet official, wears two hats. On the one hand, you're a member of the president's cabinet. Your job is to promote the president's law enforcement policies and priorities. There's no question about that. But you're also the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, and with respect to investigations and prosecutions, you know, you really need to be objective and not be biased or political in connection with those kinds of decisions. There's also the issue of prosecutorial discretion. You know, even though you're charged with enforcing the laws of the United States, you do have limited resources, and you have to make judgments about, you know, what kinds of investigations and prosecutions you're going to pursue. If the president, for example, has a very strong interest in prosecuting immigration violations, that's something that you want your U.S. attorneys along the borders to focus on. If the president wants to focus on white-collar crime, then you want your U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York focusing on that.
But what if the president wants you to shut down the Russia investigation?
Well, again, I think that, think about this, there's a very delicate balance here. You don't want a rogue attorney general or U.S. attorney or head of the criminal division involved in criminal investigations based upon political motives. So in that case, it might be appropriate for the president to say, I want you to stop this investigation. I don't think that's the case here. I have confidence in Bob Mueller. And again, my fear is that every time the president talks about shutting down the Mueller investigation, which I think most Americans believe is a legitimate investigation into what Russia did in connection with 2016 election, I think every time the president talks about that, he raises the specter of politicizing the work of the Department of Justice, and I think that's very unfortunate.
President Trump, I must say, seems to me, has done everything but hit Attorney General Sessions in the face with a banana cream pie. Should the Attorney General just resign?
Well, you know, I think that's legitimate. That's a question that I know a lot of Americans are asking. It's a very unusual situation in that the Attorney General works for the president. I think there are several reasons Jeff Sessions has not resigned.
Well, Attorney General Sessions says he works for the American people.
Well, he works for the American people, and that his job is to enforce the laws dispassionately. But he does also work for the president, and you serve at the pleasure of the president. If your president no longer has pleasure in your service, historically, then the cabinet official leaves. Jeff Sessions is there because he thinks this is the best job in the world, which it is. He also believes he's doing a good job for the president, which he is. And I also think that he believes in saying he's protecting the institution, and which is under siege from my perspective. And I think Jeff believes that in staying, he has the best opportunity to protect the people that go to work there day in and day out on behalf of the American people.
We have a minute and a half left. Mr. Gonzalez, I assume you've been following the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Do you think the emails produced this week suggest that Judge Kavanaugh is just not telling the truth, or at least being candid when he says he believes that the Roe v. Wade is the settled law of the land?
You know, I think that the problem with emails is they can often be taken out of context, and you often make comments in email communication, particularly as a young lawyer. We're talking about emails here in the early 2000s. And so I put a lot more weight in what Brett Kavanaugh is saying today under oath than I do with respect to those emails. I worked closely with Brett for several years when I was White House counsel. He's a man of total integrity as far as I'm concerned, and I believe that he will be confirmed, and I believe he will do a good job on the Supreme Court.
Even if emails are taken out of context, though, does it not suggest that, in fact, he has an opinion he's not sharing? And maybe that's a deliberate decision he makes. And, of course, if he's confirmed, he's always open to changing his mind. But is he being forthcoming?
I think that everyone has some, I think, level of opinion on these kinds of issues. I think it's inevitable that every citizen does have somewhat of an opinion. But as a judge, what you try to do is when you that case comes before you, you put aside everything else that you thought about it before. You look at the information that's brought before you. You look at the briefs. You listen to the arguments. You talk to the other justices in conferences. You look at the drafts of the opinions that they're shared back and forth. That's how you ultimately reach the conclusion you're going to reach with respect to what is the right outcome in this particular case. And so you may have an opinion going in, but that opinion may change at the end.
Former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.